Uptown Denver, never heard before the weekend there. That'll maybe smooth things out a little bit anyway. The update at 7 is sponsored by the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And also, you can check out PCB Wealth Management as well here in Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin. Our update is coming up next. It is 27 degrees in Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether the ban on TikTok in the United States can go into effect as scheduled on Sunday. Users like Jacob Savage in Tennessee say,
kind of surprised that they're finally maybe going to do it, but not too upset because I waste probably like 2 hours a day on TikTok, so I'll be able to get a lot more done.
But TikTok might not be going anywhere. A Biden administration official tells ABC the president has no plans to enforce a ban on his last day in office. President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor said they have plans to keep it from going dark. Winds are subsiding in Southern California, but they're only expected to be a short reprieve from the devastating wildfires as winds could pick up again Monday. Fires blamed for 27 deaths. 18 people are still missing. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel's officially agreed to a ceasefire deal with Hamas that will take effect Sunday. This is ABC News. Rudy Giuliani's reached a settlement with two Georgia poll workers in a defamation lawsuit. Giuliani was accused of peddling and repeating false claims against the workers in the aftermath of the 2020 election.
The terms were not disclosed, but we know that Giuliani gets to keep everything he owns, including a couple of apartments, a whole bunch of baseball memorabilia. In exchange, he agreed never to defame Ruby Freeman or Shea Moss again and to pay them some undisclosed amount of compensation.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. A Texas truck driver pleads guilty for what's considered the deadliest human smuggling event in U.S. history. Homero Zamorano Jr. charged in the deaths of 53 people, migrants who were enduring sweltering temperatures in the back of a tractor trailer he drove. Prosecutors said he and other co-conspirators were aware the air conditioning was malfunctioning. He could receive life in prison when he's sentenced in April. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, we'll check out forecast details coming up soon here from WRCO and WRCE. Drive carefully. There are a few schools that have today off. Kind of the semester thing going on and kind of working on getting ready for the second semester, which does not seem possible that the schools have already completed one semester.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean? And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Start the year off right. Cozy up and save big at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From January 6th through January 17th, get 10% off all mattresses and make your home the coziest place to be this winter. Whether you're upgrading for better sleep or just need a fresh start, we've got the perfect mattress waiting for you. But don't wait. This sale ends January 17th. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center today and start sleeping better tonight. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high in the low 40s today. A chance of some precipitation, maybe a few sprinkles or spotty flurries later tonight. 10 degrees for a low late night, and then Saturday a high of 16. Saturday night 8 below with wind chills at 20 to 25 below zero. Sunday sunny to partly cloudy, a high of just zero. Wind chills as low as minus 30 by the nighttime. Right now in Richland Center on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, we're at 27 degrees to start the day, January 17th.
This ain't Texas. Woo! Ain't no hold 'em. Hey! So lay your cards down, 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 down. So pocket Lexus. Can't throw your keys up. Hey! Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey! Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
There's a tornado.
In my city.
In my city.
In the basement.
The basement.
That ain't pretty.
Surviving.
All the red cup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left, then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em.
Hey!
Stick around, round, 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 round,
round.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a
it to the floor.
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give back, come take it to the floor now. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the flow now, ooh. Take it to the flow now, ooh.
Oops,
to the flow now, ooh. Sugar and liquor on me too.
Spurs, boots,
solagenic, photogenic, shoot.
Little dance party going on today there. Get off the table, Joanne. Beyonce on WRCO Radio Friday morning. It's now 12 minutes after the hour, 27 in Richland Center. Yesterday, I was bummed out when I heard about the death of Bob Uecker. And, of course, none of us really knew that he'd been going through a cancer journey like he had been going on. So kind of learn after the fact that I think the players knew it pretty well that he was battling and going through chemo and then still showing up to do some games when he could. And that was another reason why the team may have been very, very emotional after they lost to the Mets last year and when he came to visit in the locker room and whatnot. But nonetheless, we surely grew up listening to him, very blessed to have had him as long as we did on the radio and many memories. And I talked to several yesterday, said the same thing, listening to the Brewers on a transistor radio as a youngster. Great memories that way. And oh, the memories that we have.
Gantner, there he goes. The pitch, a swing and a fly ball, right field and deep. Get up and get out of here.
Easter Sunday, 1987. I remember right where I was when I was listening to that on the radio. 7:14 on a Friday. We'll see what old Hank's doing coming up. Here's Jordan Davis.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And that 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. If she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts. And was moving all made up in her mind. Would she changed it if she knew that I was ready?
Eagles, take it easy. On WRCO Radio, it is 27 degrees at 720.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service. 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Friday, January 24th from 10 to 2, the Family Thrift Shop invites you to the Recreate and Redesign on a Dime event. Discover endless possibilities as local artists showcase creative displays and demonstrations, turning everyday items into something extraordinary. Explore innovative ideas, support local talent, and see how your thrift shop treasures can be transformed. Plus, every purchase helps our community, supporting great groups like the Richland Center Police Department, United Givers, and more. Shop local, give back, and get inspired. The Family Thrift Shop, where creativity meets community. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 4.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Around 7 million people in the U.S. donate blood yearly. These donors are doing what they can to support the 335 million strong population and are an essential asset to emergency hospital care across the country. This month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to recognize our community's donors and thank them for their contribution to the care we provide. If you would like to support your community by donating blood, contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey,
good
morning.
Going on?
You beat me home last night.
First time all year, I think.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Game started early, didn't have very many fouls, and pew, Phil was home and probably got to say good night to Junie last night.
Oh, you know, but she was highly
yeah,
disappointed.
She was. Yeah,
no
she
wonder
was.
You played John Denver this morning.
I did.
Always trying to get one up on her, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm always, you know.
Do you put the John Denver, like when you play one and you haven't done nothing wrong, like, hey, honey, I played John Denver song.
Yeah, that's a love bank contribution.
Is
right it, there. Yeah.
Does she count those?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Okay,
but
you do.
I do. Yeah,
that's all
that
matters. Mm-hmm. So you're way, you've deposited way more.
I have.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, good for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If only I could do that with my finances, but.
Try it. Play a John Denver song and say, you know what? You're going to the bank.
Yeah, well.
So anyway, and where are you at tonight?
I am in Richland Center.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yep. We'll be here with the girls' game tonight.
Well, yep.
And then we'll get the Cheese Ball King, Bill Twining, in with wrestling coverage tomorrow from Weston.
Yeah, good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you see his solo cup?
He has a big solo cup there.
Yeah, it's huge.
Uh-huh.
It was posted on Facebook the other day.
Yeah, you could step in it.
Oh, you can step in it. Yeah. I use it for a trash can, but he...
Oh, you do?
Yeah, he just took it and like, you know what, this is mine.
Huh.
Nice
Did
of him.
Dump the trash out before
no, he
put cheese
everything.
Balls in? Okay.
Hmm. So he took the container too with cheese balls.
Did
so
he?
He's all good.
He's good to go.
Wrestling season is underway.
Him and David tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah. Sad news about Bob Uecker yesterday.
You know what? Horrible news.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say horrible. It is a very sad thing. But he had a great life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my
he sure
goodness.
Did.
I didn't know that he was battling lung cancer.
No, no one did. No one did other than immediate family. I think the players must have known it later in the year, you know, people in the organization, but it was obviously kept confidential and things like that. But
and it's no one's business.
But no, it's not. But, you know, I just, when it happened yesterday, it was kind of a shock.
It was.
Obviously, those that knew saw it coming, probably. Right. So.
Yeah, it's just a sad day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really was.
It was a sad day.
I talked about how many people were influenced by him that got into the business, too, you know, that were wannabes.
But you just, you turn on the radio and you hear Bob Uecker's, it's baseball.
It's baseball season.
It's baseball.
Right.
And
I really like the guys they have now, Jeff Levering and Lee Rundle. I mean, they're really good, top of the game, but it's not the same.
They don't have the stories. It's Bob Uecker.
They don't have the stories.
And it's amazing how many stories Bob Uecker had.
Right.
My goodness.
And it was always good when they were getting beat badly or they were way ahead because they'd tell more stories.
Yeah. But I wonder if we could get Uecker's stories of baseball.
I don't know.
See, we could sell it like Paul Harvey.
Yeah, I've talked to the network on that one.
It'd be, him and his stories, they were just some great times. And he made it interesting to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep, lots of summer days.
Kind of like and I do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So, but anyway, any plans for the weekend?
Not too many. I like those kind of weekends.
Yeah.
I like my lazy Saturdays.
You like those, don't you?
Yep. Get rested up for the sweating with the oldies on Saturday nights.
So you actually sleep in then, don't you?
I sleep in. I take a little nourishment, go sit back on the recliner, and then I may doze off. And then June will say, "You just woke up!"
Again, see, I don't think she really sounds like that.
No, she doesn't sound
but
like that.
You should play another John Deere because you just lost your bank account.
You just woke up! I know, it's my dream day. You wanted to give a shout-out to a couple of gentlemen that really hit a remarkable achievement at this week's Red Cross Blood Drive at the Community Center. 26 gallons total now for these two guys in their lifetime. Clifford Judson and Joe Durst. So congratulations to both of those guys.
Aren't they 4 quarts to a gallon?
Think about 5-gallon pails.
Oh,
you
my
know?
Goodness. That is amazing. I just look at 1 gallon milk.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
26 gallons. So congrats to Clifford and Joe, and thanks for that.
That's
a lifetime of goodness.
Oh,
right
my
there.
Goodness, without question. That is amazing. So 4 quarts per gallon, but remember yesterday,
I never sunk in. I still have to, if I'm measuring something, it's like, wait a minute. Quart, okay. June? Oh, well.
I'll play John Denver on Monday.
What do you do?
Hey, did you know during John F. Kennedy's 6 years as a congressman, 8 years as a senator, and nearly 3 years as a president, he donated his entire salary to charity? Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
You did know that.
I did know that.
Okay.
Yep.
Huh. Do you know anything else?
No, not much.
Here's something that...
Don't ask me what I did yesterday, but I remember those kind of things.
Oh. Well, what'd you do this morning?
I got up.
Oh, that a boy. Office desks have 400 times more bacteria than toilet seats.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yes. And now I'm sitting here. I'm going to start wearing rubber gloves in here, Phil.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear a bodysuit in my office because I can barely find my desk.
We'll have to get the Mythbusters on that and see if that's really true.
So you don't... Are you just...
Oh, it's probably true. But I remember they debunked the rumor that the dog's mouth is cleaner than a human. They debunked that.
I've seen my dogs eat stuff.
No.
Keep that to yourself. And you know what? Stay out there for about a day.
Mm-hmm.
The Western Gorilla Lowland Gorilla's scientific name is Gorilla, Gorilla, Gorilla.
Is that right?
That's right.
Wow. Did not know that. One of your cousins, right?
Well, it's three cousins.
Three cousins. Third cousin.
Gorilla. And the third power.
Yes.
The lowest temperature ever measured on Earth, besides this weekend, was minus 126 degrees Fahrenheit in Antarctica.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, after a while, it's cold.
Yeah, I don't think the vibe would start in that. You never know, though.
I saw a vibe yesterday.
You did?
I did. I thought of you. But it had a bumper on the front or one of those collision racks for deer or something.
Yeah, I've seen those. I should get one of those.
Yeah, you should get one of those.
Right. Because that's the only problem I've ever had with I've had two vibes in my lifetime.
I think it's better if you just put them on the side.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like,
I think
just run right into
one ran right into me and knocked off the side mirror and everything else.
Did it make you mad?
Yeah, it made me really mad.
Well.
Because yeah. I think I just had it fixed from the previous deer collision.
Oh, so. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of drives you nuts, doesn't
it? Yep. The old vibe, though, and it really consisted this way, and I just noticed yesterday, see, it's warmed up. Mm-hmm. The check engine light went off.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't like the cold.
Doesn't like the cold. So, and I've had it checked out over the years. Like, oh, that's like a, I don't know, like a...
Some sensor?
It's an exhaust sensor or something. But anyway, when it gets really cold. So this weekend, the check engine light will come on. And then as soon as it warms up to like 30, it'll go off. You never see it all summer or fall.
Well, as soon as it warms up for baseball season, like to 25, we should be good to go.
Should be good to go. I've broadcast in days when it was that cold.
Hey, the mystery cup. We found your mystery cup.
I know. That was nice of you. Yep. Thank you.
So I get, and this is the deal. I got a, was it a gift for
yeah,
Christmas?
Yeah, it was a gift last
23,
year.
Or 20,
20,
24.
24.
And we lost the cup. It was actually a couple weeks before, wasn't it?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, but it was Christmas gift, and it's a Stanley.
It's a very nice metal container.
It's a Stanley thermos. It has a squeeze. Anyway, we've lost this cup for over a year now, or pretty close to almost a year.
I felt really bad.
Yeah, felt really bad, so he hid it from me for a while.
No, I didn't hide it.
So Phil was thinking that it was in his vehicle.
Yep, never found it.
Never found it. Well, Henry found it in his vehicle.
Under the seat.
Under the seat. And it blended in.
Yeah.
With the seat. So you have retained your cup again.
Mystery solved.
It is. We can put that one in Majestic files, and it's done.
Mr. Majestic's file cabinet.
Yep. It's done.
Okay.
So it's mystery solved. And we figured out that it was probably when we went to see Ithaca at Potosi.
Riverdale.
No.
Riverdale at Pecatonica. I think.
No.
Baseball.
You don't think it was last year's basketball?
Was it that long ago?
Yeah. It's.
I didn't think it's been missing that long, but it might be.
It was missing for a while.
Hmm.
But it doesn't matter.
I'm glad you found it. Mystery solved, because I was feeling bad. And the guy got me a Christmas gift, and I lost it.
It was a nice cup.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's only $4 for finder's fee and storage fee. Don't worry about it.
Is that all it is?
Okay. Yeah, I'll send you a bill. Octopus ink doesn't just hide the animal, Phil. The ink also physically harms enemies. It contains a compound called tyronanese, which in humans help control production of the natural pigment.
Really?
Yep.
Ah. Well, we're all much better off now that we know that.
Well, so, you know what? I want to send you off on this great Friday day with something about octopuses.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You're welcome, buddy. Huh. I hope you and I hope everybody have a great day, have a great weekend, and be kind.
Sounds good. That's Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
This day in history, 1920, prohibition of alcohol began in the United States as the Volstead Act went into effect. In 1972, Elvis Presley Boulevard was named in Memphis, Tennessee. And Marvin Gaye sang the American national anthem at Super Bowl V on this day as well. Some notes on the 17th of January. Birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Lori Rupsummer. Have a great day from Mom. To Jacob Pleckelman, who has a birthday today. All the best. And we have a rumor that it's Cannon Jones' birthday over in Ithaca as well. Happy birthday to Jamie Lars from Neil and Betty today. Also to Jamie Lars and Kaylin Colson from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. To Kaylin from Lori and the Guys. Have a great day. And to Jamie Lars from Lori and the Guys. Happy birthday, Kaylin Colson from Uncle Dick, Aunt Leah, and Connor and the girls, sending out best wishes. Have a great day from all of your friends and family and fans as well. To Jamie Lars from Al and Carmen, also to Kaylin Colson from Papa Al and Grandma Carney, and to great uncle Jamie from Kaylin Colson. Wishes today, have a great day today to Jim Connors from Willow Valley United Methodist Church, also to Dave Brock from Willow Valley United Methodist. Mary Lou Handel from Ash Creek United Methodist and Leah Zegon from Ash Creek, have a great day today. Jim Hansel from Mick Memorial Park Board, have a great day from Jay and Linda, enjoy your special day. And to James Hansel, to the Euchre and Karaoke King, from all your friends and family, keep going strong. Grandma D, happy birthday from Nicholas, Luke, and Leo. Joy File, we salute you from Richland Center Free Methodist Church family. From Schmidt-Woodland Hills residents and staff, all the best to Savannah Bell. And to Savannah from Grandma Bell today, happy birthday. Jake Falk, courtesy of Beulah Wesleyan Church, we wish you the best. To Dave Brock from Bob and Heidi Shear. And Nick Brooks from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club saluting Lonnie Hatch, Lauren Herzog, Cannon Jones, and Carlisle Wilkinson. The Bloom City Town Crier with wishes for David Brock, Joy File, and Deanne Kepler. And from the Richland Center Lions Club. Today, we wish the best to Reese Layer, also to Krista Husnick, Ty Struble, Ryan Collins, Lori Niebuhr, David Brock, Deanne Kepler, and Jacob Richardson.
Do you need to find a unique gift for someone special? Or maybe you just like one-of-a-kind items that nobody else has? This is Jamie at J.J. Wallace Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we have put together a super cool collection of estate jewelry. Antique, vintage, mid-century, 80s, or even just used modern items. We have items from rings, earrings, diamonds, and necklaces, to bracelets and pocket watches, plus some repurposed items, men's and women's jewelry. If you like unique gifts that aren't expected, estate jewelry is the way to go. Oh, the best part? Estate jewelry is cheaper than new. J.J. Wallace Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Richland Locker in Richland Center is bringing you the Living High on the Hog Sale. Stock up on delicious deals like bone-in pork country ribs for just $2.28 a pound and bone-in center pork chops for only $2.98 a pound. In the deli, enjoy off-the-bone honey ham at $4.98 a pound and creamy Munster cheese for just $4.98 a pound. Don't miss out on these mouth-watering savings. Head to Richland Locker today and taste the difference quality makes. Richland Locker, where great deals meet great taste.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Bell of Bloom City, Joanne Krulot's in with the news in just a little bit here today.
When you got your woman, you've got everything. She may not be a pinner in a Playboy magazine, but to me she's the greatest touch of heaven. Touching me. I may not own a big house or drive a fancy limousine, but when you got your love where the hurt is, makes my troubles fade away. How can one man be so lucky to know the riches love can bring when you got your
That's Don Razek on WRCO. Next hour, sports. We'll recap all the scores from last night. Also, Mike Clemens will take a look at some of the things going on in the state scene and also pay homage to Bob Uecker as well. Those details coming up during our report next hour and our trivia question of the day. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best on a Friday.
Start the year off right. Cozy up and save big at A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From January 6th through January 17th, get 10% off all mattresses and make your home the coziest place to be this winter. Whether you're upgrading for better sleep or just need a fresh start, we've got the perfect mattress waiting for you. But don't wait. This sale ends January 17th. Stop by A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center today and start sleeping better tonight. A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 27 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45.
WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and unseasonably warm today. Chance of spotty sprinkles by late afternoon, which could turn to flurries by evening. A high of 43. Tonight, a few flurries possible this evening, then variably cloudy, breezy, and colder with a low of 10. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. In Richland Center, it's 28 degrees after a low this morning of 23 with light west-northwesterly winds.
Hi, this is Doug Penfield at Philback's in Richland Center. How's your credit? Whether it's perfect or not so great, the Philback family of dealerships will custom design the right financing package for your next vehicle purchase. We strive to work with each customer to ensure their satisfaction. You'll find competitive rates direct from the manufacturers and local Wisconsin banks with quick approvals. Have you been turned down before? We have programs to help you get into a car and rebuild your credit. Stop into the Philback family of dealerships where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media Newsroom. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature have announced their first bill package of 2025. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says the lowering cost, improving lives bill package would lower the cost of housing, groceries, and prescription drugs for Wisconsinites and help uplift working families and seniors. One bill authored by 14th Senate District Representative Sarah Kieski would allow school districts to receive additional funding to provide free breakfast and lunch for public school K-12 students. Another bill included in the package would expand the homestead tax credit, which provides tax breaks for low-income homeowners and renters. The road to the bills becoming law could be tough. Republicans retain majorities in both the Assembly and State Senate. As congressional Republicans push for cuts in Medicaid, a new report found that nearly a third of the children in Wisconsin's rural areas have coverage through the program. According to the report from Georgetown University's Center for Children and Families, the percentage of children enrolled in the program in rural and urban areas is just about equal. 32% of children in rural areas and 33% of children in urban areas have coverage under Medicaid. Health officials say without the program, many rural families would be uninsured or underinsured. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new outreach campaign to highlight the risk of menthol tobacco products. According to a press release, DHS officials say about 9,300 people under 18 in Wisconsin will try cigarettes for the first time each year, half of whom will start with menthol cigarettes. Officials are also warning about targeted marketing of the products in communities of color, leading to higher rates of smoking prevalence. The DHS is running a digital marketing campaign to expand public awareness. State Republicans are circulating a bill that would require approval from every local municipality before developers could seek Public Service Commission approval for wind or solar projects. Under the bill, municipalities would need to consider a resolution on a potential project within 90 days after being asked for approval by the developer. If the resolution isn't voted on within that time frame, the Public Service Commission could consider it approved. Supporters of the bill say it will empower local officials and give them a voice in the projects. Emergencies can strike at any moment, often without warning. While adults are typically the ones expected to manage these situations, it is just as crucial for children and teens to be prepared. That is where the Student Tools for Emergency Planning, or STEP program, comes in. Designed for fourth and fifth grade students, STEP equips youth with knowledge and skills to handle common emergencies they might face in their communities. The STEP program provides schools and other educational settings with a curriculum created by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The lessons taught through the STEP program cover topics such as identifying hazards in their area, what to do during an emergency, and how students can create an emergency plan and kit with members of their household. This year, nearly 4,500 fourth and fifth grade students in 85 classrooms and other educational settings are registered to participate in STEP. Since launching in 2011, it is estimated more than 107,000 students across the state have participated in the program. Wisconsin Emergency Management STEP program provides schools with free materials such as a backpack and flashlight to help students build their own emergency kits. STEP is supported this year in part by a $10,000 grant from TC Energy through its Build Strong Social Impact program. Wisconsin educators interested in offering the STEP program to their fourth and fifth grade students can find more information at readywisconsin.wi.gov/step. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will host 5 career fairs across the state. The fairs will be held in Eau Claire, Oshkosh, Milwaukee, Fitchburg, and Woodruff starting Saturday. The fair in Fitchburg is scheduled for Saturday, January 25th from 11 to 2. The DNR employs a large, diverse workforce throughout Wisconsin, and it typically has job opportunities in natural resources, environmental sciences, engineering, law enforcement, business, customer service, information technology, and administrative support with a variety of full-time and limited-term employment positions. Career fair attendees will have the opportunity to ask questions, explore the natural resources field, and learn how to apply online as new job postings become available. People of all ages and educational backgrounds are encouraged to attend. For more information about the career fairs, visit the DNR events calendar. To view current job openings at the DNR, visit wisc.jobs. Now is the time to apply to become a Wisconsin State Patrol trooper or inspector. The deadline for applications to join the 71st and 72nd recruit classes is this Sunday. The Wisconsin State Patrol accepts in-state and out-of-state applicants who are new to law enforcement or have previous experience. Applications for troopers and inspectors open once a year during the Wisconsin State Patrol's annual recruitment period, which began in October and ends this Sunday. Wisconsin State Patrol is a statewide multi-role law enforcement agency whose mission is to provide exceptional public safety services, which include transportation safety, criminal enforcement, and specialized technical and tactical support to municipal, county, state, and federal partner organizations. In addition to enforcing traffic and criminal laws across Wisconsin, State Patrol officers may serve in specialized roles, including pilots, canine officers, crash reconstruction experts, and commercial motor vehicle inspectors. Other special units focus on combating human trafficking and drug interdiction, and services like honor guard and dignitary protection. Applicants must have a 2-year associate degree or a minimum of 60 college-level credits prior to starting at the academy. Up to 60 credits may be waived for individuals with relevant training or military experience. Qualified candidates must pass physical readiness test, a background investigation, interview, and pre-employment medical and psychological exams. For more information, visit wsp.wi.gov. Wisconsin is part of a wide-ranging settlement against the owners of the mobile banking app, Cash App. Wisconsin, along with 47 other states, secured a settlement against Cash App parent company Block for violations of federal money laundering laws. The Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says the company made it impossible to recoup money that was sent fraudulently, either by ignoring customer complaints or giving users the runaround when trying to get a refund. Block will pay $80 million in fines in the states and over $120 million to victims.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Friday, January 17th. Gene M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center, died December 11th at Rainbow Hospice Care. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham. Memorials may be made to the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Gene M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center, died January 5th after a battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care today from 4 until 6, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville, died January 8th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 to 4 at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville. Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held Sunday at 1:30 at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed via Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock. Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs, died unexpectedly Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 Monday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs. Carol Darlene Wagner McCormick, 92, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Carol Darlene Wagner McCormick, 92, of Richland Center. Kenneth Thede Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. To honor Kenneth's enjoyment of the Brewers and Packers, the family requests you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. The family requests memorials be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Thede Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli Security Cabinet has accepted the ceasefire deal with Hamas. It now just needs full ratification from the government. It would go into effect Sunday. ABC's Ian Panel has the latest from Tel Aviv.
A war ravaged Gaza. A ceasefire can't come soon enough. Israeli airstrikes raining down on the strip since the agreement was announced, killing more than 100, according to the Hamas-run health authority.
The deal would see the release of 33 hostages, the first three taking place.